Monopoly, 21 checkers and chess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Fred Lassie in a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Hear about this one. Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis too, baby? Are we losing touch? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. Troubled by the horrible ass. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Charles Darwin had the golden ass. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby, are you having fun?
Ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Are you goofing on Elvis,
baby? Are we losing touch?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up there to see, then nothing is cool.
safe at your mother's breast. No lucky break for you around the corner. 'Cause your father is a bully, and he thinks that you're a pest. And your sister, she's no better than a whore. Take a look outside the nursery door. There's nothing at the end of the rainbow. There's nothing to grow up for anymore. And all the sad and empty faces pass you on the street, are running in their sleep, all in a dream. Every loving handshake is just another man to beat. How your heart aches just to cut him to the core.
It's nice to be in a place where you get a little respect. It's nice to go to a place where you see some kids in the audience too. Now you sit back there all night and you sit back and you listen to everybody. And I know everybody's all up in a big, you know, everyone's all upset about the ratings and stuff. So I'm not going to worry about very much tonight. And I think I'm going to start off with a little bit of O Canada. Our home and native land, true patriot love, in all thy sense command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise in the true North, strong and free. from far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Hey, Bischoff, put that in your pipe and smoke it. You know, I've been in the WCW for over a year. Five-time world champion. The best there is, the best there was, and the best that there ever will be.
They love him.
And I can't get a match with anybody. You got Ric Flair, the world champion, back there hiding under a table somewhere. You got Hollywood Hogan. I guess he's afraid of me. You know, I'm gonna get right to the point. I came to the WCW to earn a reputation, not to lose it. And I got one point I want to make. I want to prove that I can excellently execute any wrestler I want, anytime I want.
They're behind him.
So let's cut to the chase. The franchise player, William Goldberg.
The man.
You big chicken. He thinks because he's built like a tank that he can run over top of me. Well, I'm not going anywhere, Bill Goldberg, till you come out of that dressing room, biting your fingernails, trembling with fear, because he can take me on right here tonight in Toronto, Canada.
Let's do this thing. What do you say?
Let's get it on.
The man.
He's putting up all this money to take on Steve Austin. Well, let me tell you something. I beat Steve Austin every time I ever fought him. He likes to fancy himself some kind of big, fancy, tough football player. Well, I got news for you, Bill Goldberg. This is hockey country, Bill Goldberg. Put away your silly helmet and come out here and fight me.
I'd like to see that. Don't look at me. There's nothing more I can say to add to this. It's just got to happen. Wait a minute.
What happened here? Bret Hart is down and out.
So is Goldberg.
Goldberg is not moving either.
Did you see the impact of the spear? When Goldberg made contact with Bret Hart, both men went down in a heap.
That's unbelievable.
But you see the way he hit him, Tony? The force he used? It had to knock them both out.
Well, what happened, I do believe, that it'll show that when the spear, when he went down, that Goldberg's head may have rocked against the mat as well. Or maybe the force of the shoulder. Bret Hart, obviously, the back of the head. We thought, hey, we're going to hook it up and have a great match. We never imagined something like this would happen. And now the fans are trying to encourage Bret Hart to start moving, and here he goes.
Barely. Goldberg's not moving.
Fear,
at all.
Yeah, fear the spear is what we've always said, what you've said, Mike, and never more evident than what happened right there. In many ways, both men needed to fear the spear there. It wiped them both out. Bret Hart is the only one moving here. He rolls Goldberg over. He's going to try to pin one.
One, two, three.
Three.
But that's not the referee counting, and this doesn't count.
Oh! How about that?
Solid iron, probably.
That's probably the best defense for the spear that we've ever seen.
What a great move.
That's what I call being prepared.
You can go ahead and respect that. Hey, Bischoff. And the WCW, I quit.
How about that? Bret Hart.
Well, what does this mean?
It means he quit.
We'll be right back.
On some kind of concert. That's good. People need to be entertained. They need the distraction. I wish to God that somebody would do something to block out the voices in my head for 5 minutes. The voices that scream over and over. Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die?
Okay.
Señor, señor, cavarelle soldat. Mille correvo, e de saltate, pur plaisir, diso, e con me. Le sire que plaît, je urne de fête, le sire que plaît, dio d'en bas. Le spectateur, e de la tête, le spectateur, sans perdre apostrophe, crise et tapage, poussée jusque à la fureur, car c'est la fête du courage, c'est la fête des gens de cœur. Allons, en garde, allons, allons, songe en combattant un œil noir te regarde et que l'amour t'attend, oh, et alors, l'amour t'attend.
science, à que se passe-t-il? Une crise est là, une crise est là. Le corbeau s'élance en bandiga, à tout en ligne. Il s'élance, il entre, il frappe. Un cheval roule, entraînant en picador. À bras, polo, hurle la foule. Le taureau va, il vient, et se bat en secouant ses banderilles, plein de fureur et roule. Le cirque est plein de sang. À ce sol, on franchit les grilles. C'est encore maintenant. Allons, regarde, allons, allons. Toréador en garde. Toréador, toréador. Un songe bien, oui, songe en combattant. Un œil noir te regarde. Quelque l'amour t'attend.
J'attendrai alors. Me on your way. listening. Take your dreams and go away. I'm not coming to save all. I don't mean from the same old story. Not coming to save all. Don't know who you think I should be. I'm not coming to save all. I don't mean from the same old story. Getting better, but don't need your help. You never listen to both sides of the story. You never listen, you won't listen to me. I'm not covering the same old. I don't mean from the same old. I'm not coming the same old. I don't mean from the same old story. Not coming the same old. Done with yours. I'm living mine for me.
On or something, if you want to keep fighting evil today.
Just today, the day before, and for it all. Trapezoidal formations, hereto made orientable in our diagram by connecting the various points HIGK, PEGQ, and LMNO, creating our geometric configurations, which have no properties but with location. R equal to the described triangle CAB quintuplicated. Therefore, it is also the five triangles composing the aforementioned NIGH, each are equal to the triangle CAB in this geometric concept. Therefore, in a like manner, the geometric metaphors can derive a repeated vectoral sum. This was your assignment, and I would like to see the results. Please, take them out. Sophia.
Please.
Mr. Meyer. Please join us at the blackboard and show us your solution to this paltry geometric dilemma.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'll see you all tomorrow. Just remember to memorize pages 39 to 110 for tomorrow's lesson.
All right! Yay! Yeah. Right.
Lean on, I just might have a problem.
decided to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call.
Crime. My name is Friday. I carry a badge. 3:15 a.m. Thursday, January 15th. It was chilly that morning in the City of Angels. On this particular occasion, we happened to witness a pagan ritual in progress. See that, Streamek? We're just in time. We have stumbled into a major crime.
They got the girl all fright. Now that's not nice. I think she is the subject of a sacrifice.
Buddy, we're putting this party on ice.
But first, you know, we really ought to read them their rights.
Read them their rights. Read them their rights.
Well, I'm here tonight to rap about your rights. Cause right now you're in trouble. Don't have to say nothing at all. Y'all got two calls and you better make them on the table.
This is the city of crime. Don't stand in line.
And it is our job to bust you all for being violent. While we are here, let's state it clear.
You have the right to remain silent.
Well, excuse me, comma, Mr. Crime Stopper, what is wrong with what you're doing? We just like to dance in our gold skin pants around this ancient ruin.
Now, not so funny that it costs big money if you ever have to hire a lawyer.
It's my duty to inform you and my pleasure to warn you.
We'll provide one for you. Huh?
Serious crime.
And you'll probably be doing some serious time.
In case you might be worried about the friends you lose.
At least I get to see you on the evening news.
It's a new sensation.
We go down to the station.
You're gonna answer some questions.
And have some refreshments.
What is your full name? What were you doing on January 15th of this year? All we want is the truth, mister. What were you doing in the location in question? What is the purpose of your pagan organization?
Whoa, you can't say nothing on me, comma.
Well, excuse me. Excuse me, don't use, abuse, or refuse me. It's no joke, I'm broke. For my rights I can and will invoke. I'm homeless and I'm lonely, but the state cannot disown me. It ain't funny, I might want money to take home to my honey.
You don't agree with my methodology. I like to do things my way.
Don't get memory lost about who's the boss.
Don't
forget, my name is Friday. I'm the man of the hour.
The tower of power.
I'm the arm of the law.
The very last straw.
I'm on the side of the right.
A gleaming white knight.
If you get me uptight, I am a
right inside.
I'm as strong as the